What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back on the Boss Man Show, one of the best coaches in the FCS, Montana State, Bobcats on, Brent Beacon here with me, 12 wins back years, doing big things out there in Bozeman. Coach, good to see you, man. Good to talk to you again once more.
Yeah, great to be on with you. I love your enthusiasm, and I can't wait to chop it up a little bit here.
Yes, indeed. Coach, let me ask you this, man. Can you believe it's been going to your third season already here at Montana State, and how much you've had success early in your first 2 years there, going into year three?
Yeah, time does fly. You know, I knew getting this job back in 21 that there were high expectations, and you know, those expectations were warranted. And you know, to have the 2 years we've had, it's a testament to our players. You know, we have a lot of talent, but we have a lot of guys that are invested the right way. They work tremendously hard. They play for one another, and then our coaching staff, you know, has done an excellent job. We've had a little turnover like you do at this level, but we've had real good continuity of just how we want to do things. Our guys understand, you know, how we want to work on a day-to-day, and then, you know, what our offense look like, what our defense look like, what our special teams look like, and just play as hard as possible. And, you know, we've found ways to win some close ones. And you know, at this level, you know, at the end of the year, they don't care how pretty they are. Do you win or not, and you win or lose? And you know, our guys, that internal fight that they have is something that, you know, you can't take for granted. So, yeah, it's been an enjoyable couple seasons, and we're looking to continue to climb.
Coach, what I loved about watching your team last season is I could see how well coached they were for the details. They kept their principles. They played fast, played hard. You are every phase of the game. You are always connected in every phase of the game. I saw connectivity on your sidelines. Guys pulling, guys who were not playing with each other. So when I see a team like that, where your team was coached last year, man, I see the culture you've built, man. I see why you've won 12 games 2 years in a row.
Yeah. We want to play complementary football. I think that's what you speak to when you talk, you know, the offense got to feed off the defense and vice versa. You know, our two teams have been quite a bit different. You know, we were a little stronger defensively, just personnel wise, our first year. We were younger on offense that first year, and that kind of flipped a little bit last year. So we had to find different ways to win. But in each one of those games, you know, we need to take the ball away on defense. We need to protect it on offense. That works together. We need to play a really good offense in the red zone, and we need to, you know, on the flip side, play really good defense. And special teams really is that hidden deal that decides so many games. And our guys take a great deal of pride in their efforts on special teams, and we were able to really get a boost in the return game last year. You know, we kicked and punted well, and we didn't punt that much, which was a good thing. But ultimately, yeah, our guys, understand that it is a team game. We win as a team. It takes contributions from everybody, and just that that appreciation for one another and playing for one another. That's hard to quantify, but I do believe we have it.
No doubt, Coach. I feel like watching your team play also, they took every play as important. Like, for playing the first quarter is important, playing the fourth quarter, because you and I both know this from playing football and coaching football, that, hey, a play in the first quarter could affect you in the fourth quarter. Would it be that penalty, hitting yards with a penalty, or a missed catch or drop or interception? Those little things add up to those close games in the fourth quarter. So being attention to detail from the kickoff, which is just what your team did, was great to watch as well, Coach Vegan. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, our guys are ready to go from the jump. And we got behind in a couple games, but hung in there. We got some leads in some games, but yeah, staying consistent. That's an attention to detail. It's focus. It's effort. Again, it's about valuing each opportunity we get, and within a football game, that is each and every play. And understanding that all 11 guys out there have to be thinking that way. You know, you get one guy sidetracked, that doesn't work in the game of football. So yeah, we got a group that's bought in. They play their tails off. Effort is a tough thing to, talent. Talent without effort is no good. And we got, I think we got the best of both worlds. We got talented guys that play really hard. So we need more of that as we move forward. But I do appreciate your thoughts on how you see our team playing.
And Coach Vegan, let me ask you, for this summer workouts here, which it's been year three, how much are they focused on just guys getting better at their position groups rather than trying to coach culture or coach install borders, helping them get better whether they are stronger and faster as well as you go into this season coming up here in the fall camp starting here real soon?
Yeah, it really evolves each summer. Each summer you're here, the groundwork has been laid a little bit more. The returning players, can teach those processes a little bit more and more. I know with the rule changes, our coaches have been able to be more involved, with the players in the summer of the last couple of years. I do think that skill development that you speak to is more present than, building, team building, those type of things, even though we still have, we don't want to lose sight that that's still part of the deal. But yeah, we got a team, I think, that, it is focused on what can they do individually to get better so that we raise the team up. And that's getting bigger and stronger. That's getting better at the individual techniques that each position requires, and they're after it, and while still continuing to move this culture along in the right way.
100%, Coach. The Magic Kids, Coach. You have a lot of guys from Montana on your roster, which I love. Right there in Bozeman too. Right there. So, like, how important was it to make sure you keep local guys to Bozeman and in the Montana State region there with you guys, because I feel like that gets fans more excited as well. He's to come see your family member play, support the Bobcats even more.
Yeah, it's paramount. Our foundation has to be built with guys from our state, and guys from our community. We do have a lot of players from Bozeman. The two high school programs here played in the state semifinals. Obviously one advance to the championship game. So the high school football is good here. If we can get as many of those guys and as many guys from the, across our state, that needs to be your foundation. A lot of good football players in this state for one, but a lot of guys that play multiple sports that can develop. I think that's a big piece to it. And then you spoke to it. I mean, we need our fans from all over the state of Montana to feel like they're part of it. And if you have someone from your community that's on the Bobcats, it's that much more likely that you're gonna follow us. Our support is amazing. Each and every Saturday, it's a raucous environment here at Bobcat Stadium, in large part because we do have that investment. Our fans are invested in our players. Our players understand how important it is to wear Montana State across their chest and represent all our great fans.
And I read an article that was posted online where you all sold out season tickets for the first time ever in Bobcat history, which speaks to, like you said, a community, being a part of what you're doing. So talk about that, how important it was to see that happen for the first time in Bobcat history, that you all sold out season tickets for all the fans for games at Bobcat Stadium.
We want it to be our Saturday is a place that people don't want to miss, and that's what it's become. Whether it's the in-game environment or the pre-game environment, the tailgating, having College Game Day here to show that to the country was awesome last fall. Because football, college football, really matters here in the state of Montana. Bobcat football is you know, we're at the highest level. We have no NFL teams, no pro sports here. You know, so our two colleges here that play at the FCS level are it, and we want to be on the right side of that coin, obviously. And our fans are super passionate. You know, not only do they show up, but they create an environment that's very hard for our opponents to play in. And, you know, the fact that we're already sold out as far as the season tickets go, and you know, shoot, they're even talking about selling standing room season tickets. I've never heard of that before, but the more the merrier. Get them here loud, early, and you know, just keep making it. It's just an incredible environment for our guys to play in.
100%. College game day since showing you all out there in Bozeman, man. It was great to see you. I know my man, he's done a little spring, told me about how it was out there. But seeing it on college game day for people down here in Atlanta who never been out there before, I've been out there a few times myself, but it's like seeing it, man, it's like, that environment be fun. The cold would not work for me, but it was fun to watch it, man, and enjoy, see what you all doing out there, man. It was fun to watch, Coach.
Yeah, they painted a good picture. It was cold that day. There was no denying that. That wasn't for show. It's not always that cold, but it was that particular day. The sun shined on the game, though, and it was a beautiful Saturday afternoon for football. But yeah, our state, you know, the football really does matter, and we have an amazing rivalry in state here with the University of Montana that goes back and has tons and tons of history. So for our college football nation, for college football fans across the United States to learn more about it on that Saturday, but then to get the visual of Bozeman our area, what a neat day that was. What an amazing opportunity for our university and Bozeman and Montana that they provided. And, you know, I couldn't have wrote it up much better. College game day was here. We won the game, we won the conference, and you know, by the end of it was only 2 o'clock. All that was wrapped up into a pretty early morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So great experience, and you know, we look forward to the next time that we're on the national stage.
Coach Vegan, tell me about the Big Sky Conference for the fans out there who don't realize how tough this guy conference really is. So talk about that. You have Davis in your conference too, which you just plays on the Big West, but really football is the Big Sky. So talk about how tough this guy is and the opponents you face every Saturday out there when you're in conference play.
Yeah, you know, the landscape of FCS football has changed dramatically. I was my last year at North Dakota State was 2013, so 10 seasons ago. And it was evolving through that stretch. Many of the schools, the powerhouse schools in the South, were moving up, the App States, the Georgia Southerns, to name a few. And it was changing, and you could tell the shift in just the investment, you know, was more centered around the Missouri Valley. You know, it was moving away from the East and the South a little bit, but the Big Sky was still lingering. You know, and now to have coached in the league going on 3 years now, that's the piece I think that's continued to evolve, is just the investment that many of our institutions have made in football. The number of playoff teams, you know, with five last year, and really Davis, you mentioned them, they were a playoff caliber team that was on the outside looking in. You know, felt like half our team could have got, or half our league could have got in the playoffs and done some damage. And, you know, it does provide for a gauntlet as you work through the conference season. Winning our league, I believe, is a challenging deal, and you get through our league, you're going to be prepared for postseason play. And, you know, right now it's been a bunch of years since the Big Sky has won a national championship. I know the Missouri Valley between North Dakota State and now South Dakota State have held that down, but you know, I think it's due time for the Big Sky to break through and win a national championship. And that's what we're aiming for.
And, Coach, you have three interesting games here, non-conference-wise, Utah Tech, South Dakota State, and Stetson. Talk about scheduling those games, how you want those games to kind of prepare your team for that Big Sky goal.
Well, when you get a job, those games are already scheduled. I know that much. But, you know, the makeup of our schedule, I know with those three games, we want to be at home a couple times. You know, and we have the bookends, game one, game three, with Utah Tech and Stetson. Our Utah Tech game is a home-and-home. You know, they're an emerging program, formerly Dixie State, you know, and I think that's going to be a good opening test for us. You know, I've seen a lot of improvement out of their program the last couple of years. We've played a Pioneer League school or two in one case, each of my first 2 years. That's what we get in Stetson, that third game. But obviously in between there is that South Dakota State matchup, and we have a home and home now with them. They come back here in a few years. You know, I think you have a couple choices there when you go on the road. You can be in this home and home game like we are this year. You can play an FBS game like we have the previous 2 years. And no matter what, you're going to get tested. You're going to find out a lot about your team when you bring that level of competition to your schedule. Our season ended there in Brookings, South Dakota last December. I know our guys are really hungry to go back there. It's going to be quite a bit difference, probably 90, 100 degrees difference from when we played back in December. They got an excellent team. They were playing really good football, great football, tail end of the season, won a national championship. So that'll be an amazing test. I think you want to be tested. You want to get guys experience. You want to be able to play in front of your whole home crowd a couple times. You want to get into conference play, which our fourth game, we go on the road to Weber State. You want to be a different team come conference play than you are leaving in August. And that's the goal of those first three games. You certainly hope to win them all, and that's what we're aiming to do. But more than anything, you want to be ready for conference play.
That's one, Coach. I know fall camp is right around the corner. So how you spend these last few weeks before camp starts, what you would for is kind of doing things with the family before it gets really crazy for you.
Yeah, we've been able to. We had our camp season through June, so we've actually taken a little bit of time the last couple weeks. I have three boys, so I have one in college, but then one that's playing a bunch of AAU basketball, and I have another that's 12 who's playing some baseball. So chasing around, I was in LA with the basketball player last weekend. I'm going to Washington here in a couple weekends. The 12U team out of Bozeman made the regional. So that's a lot of it, just chasing our kids around, enjoying time with them while they're young, and you get a chance to experience, their enjoynment about being a part of different sports, actually. And then they'll all flip to being football players in the fall, and I'll hopefully get a chance to see them play every once in a while. We are getting out to Glacier National Park at the end of July. One of the more beautiful places in the world happens to be in the state of Montana, so we want to experience that as a family as well.
Sounds good, Coach. I look forward to talking to you down the road, man. I'll be cheering for you. I got my eye on you as always, man. But best of luck to you this season. I thank you for coming on the show as always.
All right. Appreciate it. Go Cats.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.